We're surely blessed this morning to have talent like that, aren't we? Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for that. We are really blessed in our church to have the caliber of people we have. We have some awesome men who do a good job leading the service. I want Jerry to preach my funeral. Jerry, when I go, I want you to preach it. I just love hearing him talk. Amen. Pray for me. I feel like I'm close to my funeral this morning. Mr. Sinus, me and him had a count, started Friday, and it's started to call in sick today. Where's James? Started to call in sick because I'm not here by feeling. I'm here by faith today, but had something I wanted to share with you, the word that was burning in my heart. So I said, Lord, help me. Aren't you glad we don't walk by how we feel? Amen. Because I feel about like I look this morning. Amen. Rough. So, anyway, let's go to the book of Mark this morning. We're going to try, Lord help us, to share this word with you this morning. We started last week an exciting time in the life of Christ when results were being performed, miracles were being performed. In Mark chapter 2, we begin talking about a faith that can be seen. And I challenge you each and every week to say, whose life have you changed this week? Last week we gave you an assignment to look around and see who wasn't here. Don't want you to raise your hand, but I pray that you reached out and touched someone this week and called and shared with them, that you were concerned about them, because that's important that we make that mark. And this is exactly what Jesus was doing right here. He was changing lives. The word will change the situation. Amen. The greatest thing we have at our disposal is the word of God. The older I get, the more I love it, the more I live by it, the more I study it, the more I lean on it, because I need it. I need it. We were talking about in Mark chapter 2, so if you'll turn there, we'll read just a couple of verses. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much was about the door. And he preached the word unto them. The word was preaching the word. Jesus is the word. Amen. The word was revealing himself to them. You see, the word works. It may not work in our timing, or it may not do what we think it ought to do, but the word works. And look what it said in verse 3, and they come unto him, they being four men that had heard this word sometime in their life, had heard this word. And we began last week with saying there's four things I want to share with you. Number one, they were men of decision. They made a decision. They had heard the word. And look what it said. And they come unto him bringing one sick of palsy. In other words, he was crippled, paralyzed, which was born of four, meaning four guys carrying him. And when they come nigh unto him for the press. Now these are the kind of friends that I want. You see, when you've got the word in you and you know it works, whatever stumbling block comes your way, you'll find a way to overcome it, because the word overcomes. Amen? The word overcomes. You keep believing it, keep speaking it. It said they come nigh the press, they uncovered the roof. So in other words, they came, there were so many people, but they would not be denied. Remember, that's an old song we used to sing. We would not be denied. This man is going to go to Jesus today. So they were men of decisions. I will just say this real quick. I'm not going to go back over the sermon. I just want to give you a couple of points here. Everything great, everything that's meaningful, always begins by decision. In other words, things are not just going to happen. One thing I've taught my boys growing up in life, I said, sons, If you want to achieve something in life, you got to go after it. It's not going to come to you. Things are not going to change. You know, these guys heard the word. They saw the results of the word. And they could have said, you know, boy, I sure hope that one day my friend gets healed. How many of you know when you're going through a hard time, you don't need prayers like that? You need someone who says, I've made a decision. And I know in this decision, I'm no longer going to stay where I am, but I've made a decision that from this moment forth, I am not going to stop till I see change. Glory to God. They made a decision. You know, guys, they were talking one day. I wished I knew the whole scenario, but they were talking one day and they began to say, you know, Joe, our friend, or whatever his name was, he really needs this Jesus. He really needs, and I want to tell you something, you will never move forward in your life till you make a decision. That decision has to be firm, founded on the word, but I made a decision. So they made a decision. Then the second thing they were men of conviction. You know, we ended up with that last week. They were men that were convicted in the heart, I've got to do something. I know, my friend, let me tell you something. If we're going to make a difference in people's life, number one, you got to make a decision to make a difference. You're never going to make a difference in nobody's life if you wait for that opportunity. Sometimes you got to make the opportunity. This guy could not walk to them. He was paralyzed. This guy could not get to them. They made a decision. We believe in change. If you are a status quo person, listen, we are coming down to the time when men and women need to be men and women of decision. But in that decision, we need to be convicted in our heart that I know I can bring change. I was praying last night. The Lord I love my God because he's with me all the time. And we just talk. How many of you know God that we serve? We can just talk to him just like he's in your living room. And we were talking and I was concerned about this ISIS situation and all these things. It really bothers me because that's somebody's child. That's somebody's father. That's somebody's son that's losing their life. And you know what was impressed on me? God said that if I can just get people in agreement to believe, get this, that they can stop evil, I can change it. Amen? Do you believe God can change things? Do you believe the pharaohs in this world can be turned by the mighty God that we serve? And the Lord impressed on my heart. He said, what it is, people just don't believe anymore. And things just happen. I want to challenge you today. I want you to listen. If you don't listen to nothing else, I want you to hear this part right here. Don't allow yourself to be a status quo person anymore. Number two, don't allow yourself to receive and accept things around you. God called you to change things around you. But what do you mean? The woman with the issue of blood. She had been sick for years. She had gone to every doctor she knew, every research center, everything she knew. And she was just about at her wit's end. And she was convicted in her heart that if I can just touch the hem of his garment. You see, when you do not believe, get this, no preacher, no sermon, no church will ever change you. My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. If you can only believe, do y'all believe the Bible? Amen. If you only believe, all things are possible. Amen. This woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. He don't even have to talk to me. He don't even have to look at me. I'm going to get to his garment, the very bottom, the hem, right there on the ground. I don't even have to look in his eyes. But when she touched him, what happened? Things changed. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus and the blind man by the pool of Siloam. And the list goes on and on in the word of God. The man with the withered hand. I thought about him. He said, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched forth that hand. You see, you got to be convicted in your heart that the God that we serve can change things. Let me tell you this. Who else are we going to believe in? You may not be there in your life yet, but you'll get to a point somewhere in life that money can't get you through, people can't get you through. If it were not for God on my side, where would I be? Amen? Convicted. Convicted that if I can just get to him, that's the kind of people we need. We hear all kind of requests. We see all kind of things. And let me tell you what. I don't want passive people around me when I'm going through something. I want people that believe. Have you ever heard somebody give a request for something? And then the response is, well, I sure hope so. I sure hope things get better. You know what that is? That's just as well say, I don't know. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Amen. We're coming to a time when you got to know. And then when we find these situations, our mind goes back to all those times when we questioned God and we said, well, God, what happened then? What happened? You know what I've learned something about God? How many of you know we don't know all there is to know about God? But I'm learning some stuff about God. And I'm learning, number one, he 9 times out of 10 don't do things the way I want him to do. Anybody like that here? But the second thing I've learned, he will carry me through even when I don't understand. We've got to get convinced. When you talk about this church growing, I feel it. When you talk about this church growing, I feel people who say, well, yeah, it's been that way forever. You kind of people will always be a rock that the people who believe can walk over. Amen. I want you to hear me real clear now. Because do you believe that God can build this church? 3 of you. Praise God. Oh, don't need but 2. Don't need but 2. Amen. Don't need but 2. Rest of you sit back and watch, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how long, what all his plan is. I don't know all that. But one thing I'm learning, did you key word learning, is that he'll get you through times when you don't know. You got to be convicted in your heart that I can't turn nowhere else but him. Amen. I can't turn nowhere else but him. When you get in trouble this morning, who do you turn to? Do you get on the phone and start calling somebody and say, what do you think? Or do you go to the word? Have you ever read the word and you didn't want to read it no more? Because it's saying stuff that in your heart you say, Lord, I read what you say, but my flesh tells me you're not going to do it. Am I the only person that ever feels like that? But then I understand that the just shall live by faith. And then I'm reminded that Paul said there are times when you got to crucify this flesh, because when you want to do good, evil is present. Amen? If I'd have went by my flesh, I would not be here this morning. Hacking and blowing and snorting. Amen. And trying to breathe. Amen. But I knew in my heart, God, you've done so much for me. I at least got to show up in my place. All right, that's the number three. So they heard about Jesus. You got to get this part. I hope I'll always have great faith. I hope I always will know that God will do whatever. I hope I always believe that God, but when I don't, God, help me surround myself with people who do. Amen. The amazing part about this story is that this man has nothing to do with it. These four men, number three, were men of action. Number three, action. Amen. See, not only were they convicted, get this part, they were convinced. Praise God. They were convinced that if we can get him to Jesus. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what battle you're in, but I guarantee you're in some kind of battle. And there'll always be that voice that says, what's the use? Anybody ever hear that voice? Why don't you just give up? Why don't you just quit? Because you got to be convinced that God will do what he said he will do. Amen? When you're believing for healing and you're still sick. When you're believing for change and nothing's changed. You still got to be convinced that he is the Son of God. That he is the Alpha and the Omega. God, I don't feel nothing. I don't see nothing. I'm bitter. I'm hurting. And you just ain't doing nothing I'm asking you. But I still know you're God. Amen. Job was going through literal hell on earth. And everybody preaches that Job story just like it was just nonchalant. I want to tell you, if there's ever been a human being carried to his end, he was. He lost everything. And don't even get the idea that he just walked around, praise the Lord. God gives and God takes away. Hallelujah. No. The Bible said he sat down in ashes and he had boils all over his body and he was digging and he repented the day he was even born. He had his moments too. But on one occasion his wife said, you are so, so illiterate. Why are you doing this? Just give up. And I just see faith start rising. What am I going to give up to? What has the devil ever done for me? Look. Everything the enemy does, he takes away. But God restores. And woman, you talk foolish. If he don't deliver me. I'm still going to serve him. You ever been there? When you get your clothes on to come on Sunday morning and everything in you is fighting to come. Amen? When you go to pray and you're pure mad because you don't want to pray. Why pray? Now, I know I'm preaching. Somebody needs to hear this because God wouldn't be giving it to me if I didn't need to say it. Amen. Because, you know, we're not super men and we just don't, you know, just praise your Lord. Praise it right on through. You know, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's agony. Jesus prayed in the garden. It was blood just running from his body. His body was convulsing. And he was saying, God, is there another way? And then I hear the echoes of time saying no, because Jesus is the only way. These men, thank you, Lord, were men of action. They said, everybody tells us, why are you wasting your time? Everybody says Joe Doe's been crippled all his life. That's the way it is. Just accept the way it is. Well, I don't understand why some situations don't change. I look at certain things in my life and I don't understand why I don't see change. But I'm learning that the victory of it is to still believe when you can't believe. Does that make sense? How do you stand when you don't understand? How do you pray when you pray and it don't work? That's when that peace that passes all understanding just wraps you and holds you. You know what? I look at my life right now, and there's a lot of stuff that has not gone the way that I thought it would ought to go. And I have prayed, and I've done all the stuff, and I've done all the 101 ways to get your prayer answered and all that stuff, and it didn't work. And there's a temptation that says, why don't you just forget it? Because there's something in us that keeps you coming and keeps you going. Amen? That keeps you praying. Have you ever looked at your Bible? Y'all real quiet today because I know this ain't for y'all. It's for somebody else. But have you ever looked at your Bible and says, I don't believe I'm going to read that today. Aren't you glad God doesn't? I think it was Garth Brooks. Now that, you know, that's bad when I bring him up. But don't you know Garth Brooks sang a song, Unanswered Prayers? Aren't you glad sometimes he don't answer some of our prayers? And aren't you glad that when you're hurting, he hurts too? You see, that's the part that really ticks most of us off, because we hurt a lot. And we just want somebody to be sensitive. And these four men were men of action. You see, because action involves movement. Nothing's going to change around here until you believe it can change. And nothing's going to change around here until we change. You know what I've learned about God? Is that when I want stuff to change and I'm looking for all this stuff to change, the real one he's wanting to change is me. He's not. Do you think God is really tore up about circumstances? He can wave his hand and do anything. He's more interested that I change. Amen. He's more interested that I learn that when things don't go my way, I still got to love him and I still got to praise him and I still got to have the right attitude. And that's the fourth thing. They were men of attitude. Amen. Turn to the woman's side and say, you need an attitude. Some of you said, I got an attitude. No, that ain't the right one. That ain't the right one. I see some of y'all pointing. Amen. Praise God. Preach on that attitude stuff, preacher. Amen. Now, let me finish it with this. When I saw what these men had to do. Now, they're toting this guy, maybe in some kind of little cop type thing or whatever. And they get to the crowd. And I don't know how much the guy weighs. I mean, you know, we're not going to get on weight. Oh, that's funny. Amen. That's funny to some of y'all. That's funny to some of y'all. I felt them darts. Amen. A man's sick and y'all going to beat me down. Amen. Amen. It ain't working. Y'all ain't listening to me this morning. Amen. But to get up here and say, here's the thing. God, I want to do something. I want to do something. You know what I've learned? I've done a lot of somethings in my life, didn't mean a thing, didn't do nothing. I just doing something. The only time it really counts, Brother James, is when I change on the inside. And so I see these guys and they walk up, because every time you decide to do something, you get ready because a force of hell is going to come against you to stop. That's why you can't do nothing unless it's in your heart, because your heart won't make you stop. Amen. It'll keep you going. And so they bring, and look, there's all kinds of people. And they look at each other and says, well, should we come back another day? No. No, I hear them. No. Today's the day. Today's the day. I feel like we got to press on. Today's the day. So they got to have their attitude right. Because when you start doing something for God, the number one thing you're going to have to deal with is opposition. And the number one opposer is going to be yourself. It's easy to get excited in church and leave and get in the car and say, you know, boy, I tell you, that was really good. And I hope you say that. I hope you say that. And then by that afternoon, what did the preacher preach? I don't know. It's like Barney said, he preached on sin or something like that. I don't know. See, that kind of stuff comes and goes. But when God speaks to your heart, that's why men need to preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because God knows what you need. And when God speaks to you, don't forget it. You know, when he speaks to you, you can't sleep. When he speaks to you, get up early and you pray. You know what I'm talking about? So the obstacle was there were so many people. Well, what are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And I see him looking around, and I see the wall. Now think about it. It's one thing for you to get over the wall, but then you got to help somebody else get over the wall. And here's what I pray. All the requests that you hear going on in here and everybody going through stuff, and I pray that your heart will be so burdened that you will never, ever be the same anymore until God brings change. These guys took not only the man but his bed, and they went up the wall. They climbed that wall. They carried him, real quick. They carried him. That's where ministry begins. See, when real ministry comes in a place, it will no longer be, well, somebody ought to do something. It'll be, God, what you want me to do? Amen. And so they carry this man, and then they get up there, and it's okay, now what? Okay, we're up here. What are we going to do now? And I can see them kind of looking around. And let me say this to you. If you're making notes, write this down. Anything you do for God's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. That's why a lot of people don't do a lot. Amen. There's no easy solutions. People today are hurting. They're losing loved ones. They're hurting. And you have to make a decision. I'm going to be a man of decision. I'm going to be convicted in my heart to God, whatever it costs. I can't be the same no more. I'm going to be convinced in my heart that I'm going to be a man of action, because I'm not going to come Sunday after Sunday and hear all these requests and see all that, and I'm not going to be a part of the solution. And so I can hear them right now. They listening on the roof. And then all of a sudden they hear the voice where Jesus is coming. And you know what they start doing? They start tearing the roof. They start tearing the roof. And they let that man down. And Jesus is teaching and preaching. And all of a sudden he stops what he's doing. And he looks up. And there's a hole there with four heads sticking in it. Looking. And it just, wouldn't it be awesome to live in such a way that you stop Jesus and he takes note of you? And you know what he says? Your faith has made him whole. Whew. Don't you feel that? Don't you feel that in your heart? Do you know what you can do
for somebody? Do you understand what your prayer?
I know the devil's told us we're nothing. I know he tells us we're not going to ever make a difference. I know, but he's a liar. How many of you know he's a liar?
And when he puts somebody on your heart, listen, don't you take that lightly.
We know, I was going down the road and so-and-so came on my heart. And I just got busy. Get this part right here. And I feel his anointing in here, and I'm going to close with this. Where Jesus is, that's where you need to bring people to. And so Jesus tells the man, take up the bed, and he was healed. The most important part about this story is Jesus saw their faith. If you will pray and believe, all things are possible. Amen. This is a great church right here, and there's some great people in here. I just soon hear Stacy as anybody on TV or whatever. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish she'd make a CD. Amen. Of course, I'd promote it, you know. I've already got one candidate on the back there. Amen. Amen. I got you, brother. I got you. So I could promote two. But, you know, we are really blessed in this church to have the talent we got. Do you know that? I've been to some churches and just pray they won't sing. Amen. Let me just put it that way. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. But what we got right here, we can change. Get this part right here, and I'm going to close. Somebody's world. Some single mama right now is trying to figure out how she's going to feed her children. Some senior citizen is trying to figure out whether to buy medicine, food, or try to stay warm. Y'all believe that? Some little child's going to go to school tomorrow. And I thank God that people like my wife works in schools, because she touches a lot of people's lives, little children's lives, that some of them don't have no school lunch money. Some of them don't have no lunch. And for such a time as this, God has put me and you here. And if you'll just open your eyes up, you'll see some stuff. Some little child in all this cold had to go without a coat. You know what I pray now? I say, Lord, if you'll just bring somebody, just show me where them people are, I want to get them a coat. I want to feed them a hamburger. Lord. And you know what I've learned? When you get yourself off of yourself and start thinking about somebody else, your life is so much better. Whew. There's somebody this morning that's trying to figure out how to get enough money to feed my children, put a little gas in the car, and get to work. Because I got to work. Man, I tell you, the Lord has placed me in the position I am because I know for a reason, because I'm able to hear and see people's lies. One time, I sent a girl back home because she told me that she left her baby, or not her baby, but a little small child in a room somewhere because she had to get to work. I said, you go home and you take care of that baby. I'm still going to pay you. Because it's more important that you take care of that baby. We live in our worlds that are so Cinderella. Any of y'all worried about lunch today?
Anybody in here worried about what you're going to eat today? But there's some people that are. And all God is saying, look, I don't expect you to feed them all. I don't expect you to touch them all. Just be open to when I speak to you and say, that girl in food line. My wife said she was going through the drive-thru the other morning. How many of you know the Lord is really into them Bo Berry biscuits? Amen. I mean, you know, he's really into that. Cheddar Bo, God's all into that. Amen. She said she's going through the line the other day, or, you know, the drive-thru. And when she got to pay, somebody done paid for it. Wasn't that awesome? Amen. Ain't never happened to me, but it happened to her. Thank you, Jesus. Twice. Happened twice. Amen. God looks at me and says, you don't need it. Amen. She does. Amen. Amen. But just something simple like that. You say, well, what good is that going to do? For that moment, done a lot of good, didn't it? Next time you bring a gallon of milk out of the grocery store, Lord, is anybody in here today that needs a gallon of milk? You say, that's so. No. If you've ever needed a gallon of milk to feed your babies, that means something, don't it? Don't it? That precious lady over there, she touches a lot of children's lives. And I thank God for people that care about somebody else. That's what God's called us to do. It ain't about fancy sermons and about fancy churches and about all that. Because when it's all said and done, what in the world does all this mean? It don't mean nothing. But what does mean is when you reached out and when you went all out of your way to touch somebody and it changed their life. When it's all said and done, I don't want a bunch of flowery words. I do want Jared to say them, but I just want to say, you know, somebody, hey, he changed my life. He made me see things different. He gave me some hope. That's all people need. I don't want a handout, but sometimes I need a hand up. Amen. And God will show you the difference. It's a great church right here. God's blessed all of us. And you've worked hard to be what you are. You've stood when it wasn't easy to stand in this city. And God's going to continue to help us stand. But as you reach out and touch somebody this week, say, Lord, help me, help me, help somebody. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for being such an awesome, wonderful, wonderful God that takes care of us when we don't even realize you're taking care of us. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of situations like Johnny, Lord, when he went to the hospital with a chest cold and a head cold. What he really needed was his pacemaker batteries. You knew that, God, but they didn't know that. But what an awesome God you are that you take care of us. God, may we not live another week that we don't take time to make a difference in somebody's lives. Lord, sometimes it ain't about money. Sometimes maybe it's about time. Or sometimes maybe it's just about prayer to get somebody through. Father, whatever it is, help us, oh Lord, to live a life of faith that can be seen. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.